I hit the red button, Jerry.
Okay.
All right.
And that button's go, and we're recording.
We are recording. I have lines.
Yeah, and it's jumpity jump. All right.
Yeah. All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is the Darts Podcast, Decatur Arts. We're talking about all things arts and arts related and Decatur Area Arts Council related. With me, as always, is
Jerry Johnson.
And I am Jason Albright, and we are with
the Decatur Area Arts Council.
Yes. I can pull that off together.
Uh-huh. Thought we were going to harmonize.
I really thought we were too, uh-huh. but I went jazz and sort of danced around it.
Yeah.
Jerry.
Yes.
You have been putting together the latest newsletter for the Arts Council. It's going to come out in a couple of weeks, correct?
Yes, we still got a little ways to go.
But you've been looking at all stuff happening.
All things arts related in the community, right?
And we have just in-house a lot of classes that are finalized at this point, but that we are going to be putting out there. And
we're in the process of getting them out on the interwebs, mm-hmm. Both on our website, DecaturArts.org, and our Facebook page, which is Facebook.com/DecaturArts. So if you're looking for anything Arts Council related on the internet, Decatur Arts is all you got to remember. We'll be having lots of spring and summer classes on our website, probably in the next couple of days. You'll be able to register for those. The soonest a class will begin is March 7th, one of our Cocktails and Creations classes. And this listing of classes runs all the way through August. So if you're looking for a class for yourself or for your kids, or if you're a senior, for example, we have a new senior series for both spring and summer. Lots of classes that are coming, 30, 35 different classes we'll be having out there very soon.
And Jenny has really been hard at work on making sure that there's a good smattering of stuff.
Yeah, Jenny Calgill, our education coordinator, doing a great job. There are classes on Saturdays for kids and families for all ages. We have some Friday fun classes that are ages 8 and up. We have a preschool program with a couple of classes, one in March and one in April. Free to Be Me, Dare to Dream with Kristen Stoddard. That's something new for preschool kids. Also a family event this summer based around Despicable Me. We've got a couple of summer camps coming up. One, Arts with the Masters, which is a perennial favorite that Jenny always puts out there. And then also the International Arts Camp, which is based around this year's International Arts Experience exhibit in the summer, which is Eastern European art and culture. So that'll be fun.
That's European art from the Eastern region.
Part of Europe. Okay. That's exactly right, Jason.
Yeah.
And then again, senior classes, which will run spring and summer. And then also our favorites, popular favorites, Cocktails and Creations. We have a whole series of those starting March 7th and running well into July.
And those are a lot of fun. I've been fortunate enough to come up and be a part of several of those now, and young and old and male and female and people who are used to doing all sorts of art and people who are new to having done anything. And it's really incredible to see the energy in that room.
Because they're Cocktails and Creations, people can bring their favorite beverage, adult or otherwise, along with a snack. Lots of their friends and have a great time, but they are 21 years and up, mm-hmm. Cocktails and Creations. But yeah, and you need, once you see them on our on the internet, on our website, you need to start signing up because they start to fill up fast.
Yeah, they do.
The last 6 or 7 of our Cocktails and Creations classes have sold out. So if you see something that you think would be really cool, call your friends and you all need to sign up as soon as you can.
And I will say one of the conversations that we've had in-house that we have heard from people who come to these things, the reason that they get so excited about this is, as opposed to some of the classes you go to where this is what we're going to do, and when everyone leaves, they're all going to leave with the exact same thing. These are much more open to interpretation, and we give you the tools and we give you the how-to, but then what you do with that, is your own piece of artwork.
You get to be a lot more creative. Exactly. Yeah. So it's socializing and being creative at the same time and just having a great time. Absolutely. And one of the things that Jenny, our education coordinator, is very proud of is that not only do you create something that you can be proud of, but you learn something while you're here too.
Right.
Every one of our art classes is a learning experience in addition to creating something really cool.
And again, having witnessed that, it really is. You see those little light bulbs go off and you see the appreciation of that.
Yeah.
And look, it really look is
what
neat.
I just
yeah.
did.
Yeah. 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 Uh-huh. And you can, and you see the excitement of this is something that I can now take and do outside of this. Right. And we have heard back from a lot of people who have, and they've gone for it and created more art using these techniques.
Right. Because you have learned some new skills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's really what I mean neat. By learning something.
Yeah. Really neat.
Yeah.
Anything else highlighting for you?
Just check our website, DecaturArts.org, within the next couple of days, and you should be able to start signing up for classes for spring and for summer.
Excellent. And speaking of signing up for classes online,
right?
A little bit of insider baseball here, but we're right. excited,
right? A little peek into how the sausage is made. we have a new process online for signing up for classes, and it includes a shopping cart, so it's easier for you to sign up yourself and friends and kids and whatever in a single transaction. Our past process was a little more complicated than that. And then we have a new donation page, which includes not just only a single donation if you want to sign up and become a member, but also recurring gift. So if a $100 gift or $120 gift is a little difficult for you to manage in one check or one payment, you can sign up for $10 a month for the next year and help support the Arts Council in that way. So that will all be part of the class listing that you'll see when you come to sign up in the next few days.
We have a current exhibit down in the gallery, which we had a great opening for that, great turnout. Feedback for the exhibit has been very positive. But looking forward now to what is coming up, we've got some neat stuff that's going to be down there, yes?
Right. Coming in March is Jason Watts, an artist out of Chicago. His exhibit is called Signs of Life. And Jason works with really vibrant colors and that kind of have a retro feel, almost sort of neon signish, bold quality. And he includes, again, Signs of Life is the name of the exhibit. So many of his images incorporate architecture and signs and signage that you might see like park or diner or theater or something like that. But he also works people into these things. So Signs of Life and the relationship between the people, the urban landscape, and the signage that you see when you're wandering those areas. So it's the vibrant colors and the bold element of it really is what captures you when you see these images. That is March 1st through March 27th. And we will, of course, have our first Friday gallery walk on March 1st from 5 to 7:30. And that's free down here at the Madden Arts Center. Blue Connection will be open with an exhibit. The Illinois Art Gallery, formerly Gallery 510, will be open at the same time. And the Art Farm across the park will also have an exhibit over there, too.
You know, I'm sure that if you are listening to this podcast right now, you likely are familiar with what goes on in and around the Arts Council. But that said, I actually ran into someone at our last gallery opening who had never come down to the first walk before. And I was chatting with them and they were talking about how exciting this was and how great this was. And I had no idea. And how long has this been going on? And so there's always the potential for new people to come down and experience this. Right. So I would
discover
encourage you.
It.
Yes. Uh-huh. If you know someone who hasn't been down to one of these things before, bring them and you're encourage them to come down and check it out because it is a lot of fun. And there is an energy to that first Friday gallery.
Right. Work. And just try it because it's free.
Yeah.
And so even trying it is not going to cost you anything. And there's some delightful snacks, free beverages. We always have a musical, someone playing music for nice background ambiance for the event. So, yeah, come on down. Always the first Friday of the month, unless there's something weird like 4th of July or Decatur Celebration going on. But first Friday gallery walk from 5 to 7:30 down here at the Madden Arts Center.
All right. Shall we move on to some big stuff that
sure,
we've got
absolutely.
Cooking?
Yeah.
And I use the word cooking rather specifically because Corks and Forks is still a ways away, but we are right in the thick of preparing for it.
Right. Planning starts early.
Yes, it does. April 25th is the event. And amongst many of the things that we are kind of shaking up for this year, the VIP dinner that has long been very popular, we're actually going to shift that back a night to April 24th. So those who do the VIP dinner and enjoy the 5-course meal paired with all of the wines themed to a very specific region, which this year we're going to do South American cuisine.
Delicious.
But
and wines.
And wines.
Yep.
So they will be able to enjoy that fully as a separate event and then come the following night and really be able to enjoy all of the foods, all of the wines of the Corks and Forks event.
Because if you purchase a VIP ticket, that gives you the opportunity to come both to the VIP dinner mm-hmm. and then to the main event the next day.
And typically it would be the dinner and then you just kind of walk a couple paces and then there's all this additional food and all this additional wine.
Right. And as much as the people who have attended the VIP dinner have enjoyed it, they have mentioned to us that I'm full.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of great food and a lot of great wine and there's all this other great food and wine that I am now too full for. So that is the main reason that we moved it to the night before.
Yeah. And so we'll hopefully what we will do is allow them to really get a taste of what Decatur has to offer and what right. these wine vendors have right. to offer.
And restaurants and caterers from mm-hmm. all over the community for our main event.
Yeah.
And not only do you get to learn about all the delicious food that these various caterers and restaurants from our community have to offer, but you can learn about the relationship between that food and the wines that are going to be available that night. Mm-hmm. And so it's a combination. It's a learning experience so that when you go to a restaurant and you think, I want to try that dish, it sounds delicious, but what wine should I get? You'll be a little more educated on what to choose because there is a significant connection between the taste of the wine and the food that you're eating.
Absolutely. We have the guys from Decanter Fine Wine and Spirits helping on the wine side of things. And
yep, they kind
of
always,
bring everybody in. Yep. And, mm-hmm. and other little things that we're kind of tinkering with and playing with. We're going to have some music mm-hmm. on the floor this year. Excellent. Nothing that's going to pull away from the event, but right. just something kind of nice and in the yeah. background.
Add some fun.
Additionally, on the fun side of things, we're going to have some games. And we're still working out exactly to what degree those games will provide you with something at the end of it. Uh-huh. We're working out exactly what that'll be, but there'll be a reason to play the games, hopefully.
Right. Other than just fun,
yeah. which, you know, fun yeah. first, but yeah. still.
Exactly.
And then, of course, we will have our silent auction, which we always do, which we have a great committee working on that. And I think we're really going to have some neat stuff this year.
Awesome.
Great event. We are already at that point where we're starting to get a little jazzed by the thought that it's coming up. And we just want to kind of start putting it out there so that you can get a little jazzed as well.
Listening and to we the talked podcast. About the food and the restaurants and caterers, and we're still inviting restaurants and caterers to contact
Absolutely.
Us if they would like to be a part of this event, because it really is a great opportunity to connect with 600 enthusiastic local citizens who want to learn more about what there is to eat and drink in our community.
And at the root of this is it is a fundraiser yep. for the Decatur Area Arts Council. Everything that is made from this goes right into the classes and all the stuff that we do here. So mm-hmm. it's not just giving people a taste of something. It's supporting a really important part of this community.
Right. And one element of Corks and Forks and the fundraising aspect of the event is that we have local sponsors mm-hmm. That support the event as well. So if you're out there, you have a business, and you would like to be a part of this event as a sponsor, you need to contact us, Jerry or Jay, and have a chat with us about getting more information about sponsorship for Corks and Forks.
And if you know of anyone you think, hey, that would be a great fit.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell them to get a hold of us.
Yep.
Let's do this. So we're excited. We'll keep you posted as we get closer. We'll offer up additional details and land on some more exciting new elements. Yeah. But that's
we get closer.
The gist of it. So yeah.
And tickets don't go on sale until March.
Correct. Yes. Middle of March. And they are $50 in advance, right. $55 at the door. Get your tickets now.
And that VIP thing we talked about, which is a 2-day pass, is $125 a person. But again, 5-course meal with wine in addition to the main event.
Mm-hmm. So good stuff. Yeah. Let's get things wrapped up on our end, Jerry. Let's take a look at upcoming arts highlights. So it's something that maybe you are excited about coming up.
Things happening in the community, mm-hmm. not necessarily Arts Council related.
Correct.
There is a speaker coming on February 21st to Millikan University. It's part of one of their annual lecture series. His name is Ben Cameron, and he's been involved in supporting the arts around the country for many, many years. He has an incredible resume, and he is coming the 21st to Millikan. His talk is called Aspirations, Arts, and the Future. So I'm looking forward to that. I'll be there to hear what he has to say. And I encourage others to, it's free. Mm-hmm. His remarks are free at Milliken University this Thursday, February 21st.
Excellent. For me, I think the big shiny thing that I think is awesome is Menopause Musical. It's going to be at the Decatur Civic Center this weekend. And this is from G4 Productions, which have won 44 Tony Awards, 54 Drama Desk Awards. They're performing on the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Tickets are available now. And
Decatur Civic Center Theater.
And this is one that they've had before, and it was just a blowout. Right. I mean, it was so popular.
Yeah.
You still hear people talking about it. I think that this is going to be a lot of fun. And I think that that does it for this
for today's
of the
podcast.
Show.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Darts.
It's very French, isn't it? Yeah. Darts.
D'arts. Fill in the apostrophe with Ader.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, hey, for the Decatur Area Arts Council, thank you for tuning in. Until next time, I am Jason Albright.
And I'm Jerry Johnson.
And we will see you later. Bye-bye.